My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we visit Davin's scammer Belinda and talk about school, the Pope, and religion. So listen and enjoy.
All right. Now, I haven't spoken to Belinda in a while on this show. Mavis, last time we spoke, was going to get me a car, so we thought maybe she'd go to Dick Eldorado for that.
Yeah.
So Mavis is going to get me a car. Last time we spoke to Belinda, we were supposed to video chat that day, but her kid went and smashed her face.
Oh, yeah. And what was it? What did Tom say? That she got a curb something by a yak? What was it? Like a...
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Oh, crap.
Tommy's still out there, or you go to bed?
No, he's still here.
Tom, what did you say?
I can't remember. It was one of the first things he said when he came.
I'm sure Tom remembers everything he posts.
Oh, yeah. He does.
You know, I'm just trying.
What was that called? A curb something?
A curbside service?
No, when somebody, like, you put somebody's head on against the curb.
Oh, was that American X or something?
When they, with the teeth are on the curb.
Yeah, and they smash
it.
Yeah.
On the head.
Oh!
The
that was in a movie. That's brutal.
Oh, isn't that a horrible vision?
Yes. Yeah.
Horrible. Of course, Tom graced me with that the minute he walked in the chat.
That's what Tom does.
No, it was some other talk about...
not a great way to unwind.
No. Okay.
Oh, curb stomped by a yak. Yeah, Thank you, Tom. Mm.
All right. So when we last left it, once again, everybody was against me. You guys, the chat. Well, now she's going to ask for the money. That's everything.
That's not against you.
You don't trust my girl. You heard her say she wants to get married.
Hey, it's like the next progression. What are you? What really?
Yeah.
Really?
Come on.
Really?
So let's see. Let's see where things are in Ghana and in my house.
Yes.
As we rekindle and continue our relationship. This is March 14th, 2014. It's been about a year.
2013.
13. Yeah, somebody should write the proper date, stupid. I ask her if things are better today. She goes, yeah, she's a little better today, but her mouth is a little swollen. I ask if she was sent to school. She says, yeah, they're having midterm exams, and she doesn't want her to miss out. I go, midterms in March? Isn't that late? I go, do you agree with me that we should vid chat tomorrow so you can be close to her close to home in case she needs you? Because we were supposed to video chat today, but I'm being sympathetic now.
Okay.
She goes, that's when we normally have it, talking about the midterms. She goes, okay, I agree with you, on Friday. Oh, the chat on Friday.
Yeah.
I go, how late does school go before summer break? She goes, well, they're in school for 3 months, and then they come on midterms in the middle of it. I go, I'm confused. What is the school year in Ghana, from when to when? She goes, from September to July. I go, okay, pretty similar to here. I'm used to midterms in December. I ask her what she thinks of the new pope, because the new pope's just been elected.
Oh, right.
Remember, a Ghanaian was up for it.
Oh, that's right.
She goes, well, since he has been chosen, I guess he is good, but I was hoping the Ghanaian will be chosen.
Yes, of course.
Makes sense. You always pull for your guy.
Yep.
I go, I know you were. I go, if it makes you feel any better, nobody from the USA was chosen either. She goes, oh, really? I guess that's what they wanted. Let's hope and pray he lives up to expectations. I go, I'll be impressed when a pope stops protecting the priests who hurt kids and lets the local authorities go after the criminals and thieves of the innocent. Remember, she's very religious. When the Pope does that, I'll be impressed and on board with him. Until then, it is more of the same in my mind. She goes, that's understandable, but that's a bad thing to do. Culprits must be arrested, but I guess Vatican will try to protect their own. Kind of a...
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't really expect that coming from her.
Yeah.
I go, that's my real problem with the church, especially in the USA. Again, this is not really a scammery conversation.
No, this is like a normal people having conversation about the...
Pope or the Catholic Church.
News.
Yeah.
And it's like she's a real person with her real views on the subject. I'm a very religious person. She gave a very good view on religion, where if it was a scammer, just so, yeah, the Pope should do something. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It's not good the Pope should do something. But she gave a very in-depth answer on that, which kind of this woman, whoever, seems to be religious and had a very in-depth answer on it.
Yeah.
So I go, that's my real problem with the church, especially in the USA. They are supposed to be of God, but they protect the people that rob God's most vulnerable of their innocence. They are as corrupt as any government in any country. This is probably part of the reason why I'm no longer very religious. Remember, I've lost God. I've been through a bunch of religions, Judaism, Catholicism, dabble in the black magic. You know, I talked to a guy in a bus, now I'm Jewish. You know, I always got something going on.
He's a spirituality 31 flavors.
Yes,
yeah, really.
I'm the Baskin Robbins of your Lord.
Next week, Devin will be a Hindu.
Would you like a tasting?
You know what? Joe's trying to give me a tasting.
It's been a while since we've seen you.
Yes. We'd like to see you. We missed you.
I go, to me, it's just mortal men trying to hold on to their power. She goes, well, I guess they are human after all. The few bad nuts are spoiling the whole soup. The church has to be vigilant and axe them out, but they still have huge following. It's amazing.
Another in-depth answer.
Yeah. That's why we're so in love. That's why I don't like when you think less of my girl.
Well, like I said, it's twist and turn. Here's another turn where you go, well... Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
So I go to her. I go, so why do you follow them if you see them more or less the way I do? Why go to a church that funnels into this corruption when you could pray to God at home? Good question, right?
Yeah.
She goes, that's true. But even though there are a few bad ones, not all of them are bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I go, of course. But not if they were really good. They would. But of course not. But if they were really good, they would force the people who can do something about it to do something about it. Go to the police. Name names. Instead, we have decades of people's lives who have been ruined over this. There are even rumors that these scandals are part of the reason the last pope stepped down. For all the bad stuff I've seen and done, and remember, I've done a lot, I've never robbed a child of their innocence. This is the type of thing that drove me to use black magic those many years ago.
Crazy bastard.
It just really angers me. She goes, the leadership of the church must do something about it, else it might tarnish the image of the church, if that has not happened already.
You know, this is very thoughtful.
Don't you want to send her some money?
That was not my first instinct. Oh.
It is
on.
Just, it's not a very one-sided conversation.
No.
Which is intriguing.
Yeah, it is.
That's why we get along
intriguing.
So well. I go, they have lost many people over this, just like they have lost many others on divorce and homosexuality. People are moving away from the strict teaching. Our society is getting more liberal, despite what you hope.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.